This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
On this fourth day of Monday, already in May 2015, coming up, detailed breakdown on the jihad attack up in Garland, Texas, right outside my hometown. But first, this report on Disney sweatshops in America and how it ties into the TPP.
I want to thank all my fellow leaders for their partnership and their commitment to making the TPP a reality.
President Obama, the IMF, and legions of New World Order stalwarts have their way. Your job, your children's future, and the future of the United States will be assimilated to the corporocratic Borg. Obama is diligently attempting to get the Trans-Pacific Partnership passed.
The single greatest challenge for the United States right now, and my highest priority as president, is creating jobs and putting Americans back to work. And one of the best ways to do that is to increase our trade and exports with other nations. 95% of the world's consumers are beyond our borders. I want them to be buying goods with three words stamped on them: Made in America.
Corporations are heavily lobbying for the deal as legislative sycophants, pawns of their corporate masters like John Boehner.
Making sure that these kids have a shot at the American dream, like I did, it's important.
Rally support for a trade agreement that will make NAFTA look like child's play.
Now, Mr. Speaker, I rise today to announce my introduction of and request co-sponsors for a privileged resolution to withdraw the United States from the World Trade Organization. By what authority does the World Trade Organization assume jurisdiction over the United States federal tax policy? That's the question. At last reading, the Constitution required that all appropriations bill originate in the House and specify that only Congress has the power to lay and collect taxes. Taxation without representation was a predominant reason for America's fight for independence during the American Revolution. Yet now we face an unconstitutional delegation of taxing authority to an unelected body of international bureaucrats. Let me assure you, Mr. Speaker, this nation does not need yet another bureaucratic hurdle to tax reduction.
It's very hard to make anything of the TPP because it's been kept very secret. Half secret, I should say. It's not secret from the hundreds of corporate lawyers and lobbyists who are writing the legislation. To them, it's perfectly public. They're, in fact, writing it. It's being kept secret from the population.
High-wage American workers and union members would face more direct competition from low-wage Malaysian, Vietnamese, and Mexican workers because the partnership would create a free trade zone with no tariffs or barriers. The treaty would give corporations a direct way to object to and even override individual countries' democratically passed laws. An international tribunal would have the power to overrule individual nations' legal standards and impose economic penalties. That power would be the cornerstone of an unelected corporocratic New World Order.
I wish people could remember what the border looked like between Texas and Mexico before NAFTA. And it was poor, really poor, on both sides of the border. If you go down there today, there's prosperity on both sides of the border, and that's in our nation's interest.
We have the opportunity to remake the world. For this new era, our national security, we now know, will be determined as much by our ability to pull down foreign trade barriers as by our ability to breach distant ramparts.
The devastation the U.S. economy and the Mexican economy suffered under NAFTA is shocking. Another corporatocracy program chipping away at the U.S. jobs economy is the abuse of the H-1B visa work program. For example, at the end of October 2014, IT employees at Disney Parks and Resorts were replaced by imported cheap labor they had to train as they were laid off. Disney CEO Bob Iger is one of eight co-chairs of the Partnership for a New American Economy, a leading group advocating for an increase in the H-1B visa cap. One of the briefing documents made this claim. H-1B workers complement instead of displace U.S. workers. It explains that as employers use foreign workers to fill more technical and low-level jobs, firms are able to expand and allow U.S. workers to assume managerial and leadership
positions. Doesn't happen. We're going to break.
Interviewed said they
the full report is up on Infowars.com. We'll be back with a ton of vital news. Obviously, Michael.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, already May 4th, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Dr. Michael Savage will be joining us in the second hour today. He was originally coming on to talk about his new book, by New York Times best-selling author, A Time for War, Michael Savage, Countdown to Mecca. Basically, he can't get books about what he really thinks published, or they end up censoring him. That happened on the last book about China. And so he's put out a fiction book, close quote, and he's going to be joining us on that subject. But obviously, it'll be informative to have him on to give us his breakdown on the shooting that took place last night in Garland, where they were having a free speech event demonstration. One police officer wounded in the leg. The two gunmen gunned down by the Garland SWAT team that was lying in wait because the FBI had already questioned the reported shooters and, as usual, had not been allowed to basically indict them by the Justice Department. They'd caught them traveling to North Africa for training, and they were allowing them basically to travel back and forth for ISIL, Islamic State, and the ISIS forces to have taken responsibility. Now, some will ask, is this a false flag? And it would take an hour to go into why, with first look last night and this morning, probably not. If this had been a staged event, you'd have had hostages taken. The real killers would have gone out the back door. They would have shot a couple patsies. That is, the operators would have. And the local cops would have been held back by the feds and thought that the terrorists had killed themselves. That's the kind of staged event that has been run before in Europe. The fact that the SWAT team took them out instantly and that it looked so good for the Second Amendment versus what you saw with the Charlie Hebdo fiasco in France and the way that CNN and others are responding with their spin, you see they weren't lined up with their PR points day one. When you see a provocateur or staged event like Sandy Hook or 9/11, the media is ready with the narrative scripted on every channel. When it's not staged, they're not scripted and ready on every channel. And again, ISIS itself is a false flag in that they've been armed, allowed to train, allowed to operate and build up and then recruit. And as I've said, they don't need to get ISIS or ISIL forces, it's all part of the same Islamic State, across the border because ISIS mainly recruits for Islamic State out of the West, out of Europe, out of the UK, out of the United States and Canada. And we've been complaining for years that our government and other governments allow them to fly back and forth to build up this force. I mean, they just had another big suicide bombing in Damascus trying to topple the Assad regime and put ISIS in control there to set up Islamic State. So the media does not like the image of instant reaction by the police gunning these two down. There were a lot of witnesses out on the busy road there in Garland. I even know where that convention center is. I grew up in Rockwall, across the lake from Garland. So you've got Rockwall outside Dallas, you've got Lake Ray Hubbard, and you've got Rowlett and Garland. And my stomping grounds were Garland and Richardson and Rowlett and Rockwall. And so I know that area well. And from witnesses and the rest of it, they just saw the car pull up, start shooting, and they got gunned down immediately, only wounding one person. So that's certainly good news. Separately, though, it is a false flag in that globalist forces that I liken to Spectre, criminal groups within compartmentalized areas of government and corporations, are on record admitting they use the radical jihadi Islamic threat funded by Saudi Arabia and others to destabilize the planet and bring in social control, which is then not used against radical Islam, but is used against libertarians, veterans, conservatives, people that are actually trying to restore the republic. I've got to say, though, watching CNN last night and ABC News and MSNBC monitoring propaganda, and this morning watching it, we've got a bunch of these clips, but it's all over the news. You're seeing it. Why even play them? Where they go, these are bigoted, horrible people. Has it gone too far, their speech? These people are idiots. These people are horrible. You've got this European government member who was over there to speak. It's a free speech event. If you don't believe in free speech, you don't believe in this country. And we should be having a debate about radicals that don't like free speech to the point that they're ready to go out and kill people. And then the media acts like it's the fault of the event holders that had it in a convention center that they rented out where you could have a convention for Muslims, you could have a convention for Baptists, you could have a convention for Catholics, you could have a convention for Zoroastrians, you could have a convention for atheists, you could have a convention for Harry Potter enthusiasts, Star Wars nerds. I mean, it's not like they were in front of somebody's church at a funeral making fun of dead people, and that's even protected, though it starts to get into incitement. No, it was inside a closed-door event that they paid for. I don't believe in stirring people up, so I'm not going to go out and depict, you know, Muhammad with, you know, Muhammad giving, you know, another man fellatio or, you know, things like that. That's some of the stuff in the Charlie Hebdo art. We don't know what was in this art because CNN and other channels, when they show it, blur out all the art. I've also seen a lot of comments on Infowars.com about the Garland tactical team, you know, not wearing their armor plates right and, you know, looking like they're on steroids or whatever. Look, at the end of the day, I don't even care. They didn't sit there and wait 3 hours like other departments do around the country while everybody was getting shot inside. And I'll guarantee you, if the jihadis would have got into the building, citizens in there were carrying guns, and they'd have been met with lethal force. So all I can say is, welcome to Texas, radical jihadis, because this is exactly what's going to happen to you anywhere that I live or anybody I know. And this is an armed camp. My office is an armed camp. And it's not because we live in fear. We live in strength through the right to keep and bear arms. There's an article on Infowars.com. Guns, the difference between Garland and Paris. When armed terrorists attacked Charlie Hebdo headquarters over Muhammad cartoons January 7th, unarmed police officers were forced to flee for their lives. Yeah, and beg for their lives. Because in England and France, still the police in many areas aren't even armed. What a joke. So see, when we hear about, oh, we shouldn't have militarized police, I don't care if we have militarized police. As long as they're not targeting nonviolent people, which they're starting to do. And as long as the citizens are left alone to be armed to the teeth as well. Because let me tell you how the UN model works. They start disarming the police or restricting the police. They're coming after you next. I mean, who wants your police to not have guns? I mean, let's just get real here. If we had a totally armed society by law like Kennesaw, Georgia, which I'm not for because you can't force somebody to be armed, you would basically not even really need police except an official group to go out and grab someone when they've been basically indicted by the grand jury. That's the people. The grand jury indicts. We call you in. You go to court and a jury finds your fate. That's why we have constables. It's why we have sheriffs. It's why we have police departments. The idea that the police are a nanny state there to wipe all of our hind ends, and there you call them when your five-year-old's acting up or when a hamburger from McDonald's is cold. That's a true story. The problems we have with our police say a lot about us, that we put up with out-of-control police, that we basically ask for out-of-control police, that we ask for more police than we need. I mean, these are all problems with the people. And the police are basically taken from a pool of the people. And let's face it, we've got some really bad, entitled, out-of-control, corrupt police departments in this country. But I see the cause celeb in the media, the in vogue thing is to hate police. Conservatives, libertarians, liberals especially, and that's all been orchestrated by the mainstream media and the Soros group and others and the Justice Department who's busy bashing local police. It isn't that I'm endorsing bad police activity. You're not going to reform it becoming plain enemies with the police. You're going to reform it by getting control of your counties and cities, kicking the globalist out, kicking the Southern Poverty Law Center out, kicking the ADL out, and bringing local control back. And telling the police what type of police activity and culture we want. But when we start cowering from the police, it elicits a lot of mixed feelings and problems that are played upon by the social engineers. Now, we've got big news on Obamacare, big news on the situations in Baltimore, big news on Focus on the Family, Dobson, fall of Western civilization at hand. I agree. I think civilization's already fallen to a certain extent, but still, you kind of got the automated system still going, and I'm going to explain that first when we come back. Then I'm going to dig in to exactly what happened in Garland and say good job to the Garland Police Department. But then the FBI knew.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
So, we told everybody that ISIS was operating in all 50 states. That's what the FBI said 2 months ago. We pointed out this was different than the so-called Al-Qaeda threat that was almost completely manufactured by the West. This ISIS Islamic State is an attempt by Saudi Arabia, allied with different elements of our government, NATO, and Turkey and Israel, to take over any Shiite-held areas of the Middle East. And that, of course, is Iran, that is headed up by the minority Muslim group. And now in America, under political correctness, CNN and others, BBC and others, are blurring out any criticism of Islam and even saying the word Muhammad. You're supposed to say the Prophet Muhammad. CNN has now actually suggested the victims of the Garland shooting were to blame for being provocative. And Paul Watson has the transcript in the news article where they actually said that up on InfoWars.com and the YouTube clip. It is simply mind-blowing. And this is why this country's falling. We don't have a culture anymore. We have a corporate plastic culture that changes like the wind. We don't have a free market culture. We don't have a family culture. We don't have any values on average. In fact, if you do have values, you're under attack. Because the corporate system doesn't want you to have any views. They want you to submit to whatever their current world plan is. They want us to act like robots. And there's a WorldNet Daily article that's excellent. It's Fall of Western Civilization at Hand. Dr. James Dobson, who's been attacked by a gunman saying he was there for the Southern Poverty Law Center shooting people, who founded the highly influential group focused on the family and Family Research Council, now runs Family Talk Radio, is warning that if the U.S. Supreme Court redefines marriage, as analysts predict, the ruling will presage the fall of Western civilization. Which, that's the plan, ladies and gentlemen, is to end any units that have tribal fealty to each other. I couldn't believe the headline on CNN yesterday. I talked about it on the Sunday radio show. It was, if you want to destroy a people, destroy their men. And they admitted that the end of the black family and the fact that there weren't men in leadership roles and that only gang members were leaders in areas of Baltimore was why there was absolute basic hell on earth in many areas. But this is all designed. It's like overrunning the Native Americans and killing them, but then naming sports teams after them, saying you're honoring them. Or after the British finally conquered the Scots for 500 years, the British royals adopted Scottish cultures and wearing kilts. Very, very frustrating. And by the way, CNN originally had the headline, and I got a screenshot of it. If you want to destroy a people, destroy their men. And then they changed it to Lord of the Flies comes to Baltimore. In fact, I got a screenshot of it because I was so amazed by it. Let me see if I can find it here for TV viewers. And it just blew me away that they would admit that. Here it is. Give me a document cam shot, please, guys. I want to show TV viewers this. And now they've removed this sub-headline. If you want to destroy a people, first break their men. Something's missing from the neighborhoods CNN's John Blake grew up in. Older black men, full story. And they remove that from the headline. I knew that I was surprised. I knew that that was not like CNN to be truthful. And, of course, it was removed. Amazing. Simply amazing. We're going to break down more of what Dr. Dobson had to say when we come back, because it's a fact. It's in the university studies. I made a film about it, Endgame 1.5, where we have the university documents in the 60s, the plan to end humanity as we know.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the tea products developed by Dr. Group for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Geller heads up the free speech organization that believes that they have a right to criticize the Prophet Muhammad. I mean, we have political cartoons on InfoWars.com right now criticizing Hillary Clinton and showing her like basically a flying monkey in a tree. And whether you agree with that or not, I have a right to do it. And you watch CNN, you would believe that the people inside were the bad guys. And this shows the totalitarianism of the so-called left and how they're allied with radical Islam. Remember when the Muslim Brotherhood backed up by Al-Qaeda, was murdering Christians all over the Middle East and had overthrown the government of Egypt, our own media, Anderson Cooper and others, were praising it. So there's a very sick alliance going on here. And it's beyond the clash of civilizations. Yes, the neocons and the Republicans have a public plan, Project for New American Century, put out in 2000, saying basically stir up radical Islam, have a big global war with it, use that as the excuse for the U.S. to take over the planet. But that's not what's being done now. Radical Islam is spreading and taking over and being protected. So you see the triple cross there. And the biggest group being harmed and attacked is Muslims per capita, then Christians, just because there are less Christians in the Middle East. But overall, it's a very serious situation, and it's compounding. And when we have terror attacks launched by ISIS in this country, and Islamic State that's taking credit for this attack in Garland, Texas last night, they're promoting in the media, censoring free speech, and basically garrisoning troops everywhere to protect us from a threat our government has allowed to come in and start radicalizing U.S. citizens, as we have in this particular case. So let's go ahead and play a clip of what the organizer had to say on CNN.
Well, it's dangerous because increasingly we're abridging our freedoms so as not to offend savages. The very idea that if something offends me or I'm insulted by something, I'll kill you and that way I can get my way. And somehow this is okay with members of the elite media and academia is outrageous.
It's a cartoon.
And the idea that this warrants the violence that you saw. I mean, I haven't heard anyone in the media saying that it's okay for gunmen to show up at an event like this. But what people are saying is that there's always this fine line, you know, between freedom of speech and being intentionally incendiary and provocative.
There is no fine line.
Intentionally incendiary and provocative by drawing a cartoon. This is the low state of freedom of speech in this country.
Absolutely.
I disagree, and I disagree most vehemently.
If they can shut that down, they can shut it all down.
Not the 10th, but the 1st, protects all speech, not just ideas that we like.
That's right.
But even core political speech, ideas that we don't like, because who would decide what's good and what's forbidden?
All right.
The Islamic State? The government? Inoffensive speech, Allison, needs no protection. But in a pluralistic society, you have offensive speech. You have ideas. You have an exchange of ideas. You don't shut down a discussion because I'm offended. If something offends me, should I go out and slaughter people?
Sure,
when Jesus Christ was put in a jar of urine, it was called art. Did Christians like it? Of course not. Did they slaughter people? Did they burn embassies? Did they kill whole communities? Of course not. Cannot be sanctioned.
That's right.
Yeah, this cannot be sanctioned.
Remember when Piss Christ, that was the name of the art exhibit that they paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for, and they had piles of cow manure and horse manure piled on the Virgin Mary, and taxpayers had to pay for it. Conservatives and Christians protested having to pay for it, and were called censors. And then when people would criticize it, they'd say, hey, don't attack my speech, as if you having your speech was an attack on their speech. See, it's about the controlled totalitarian left, the fascist left, being able to define reality. And they play this game, they set the parameters of the rules of the game, and people tend to go along with it. Well, that's starting to stop right now. But getting back to Dobson and the fall of Western civilization is at hand, and the rise of the technocracy, you have to bring down humanity first to build on its ashes the new world. It is right out of a dystopic, you know, science fiction movie. That's the reason every science fiction movie I go see now is about this battle between a world for humans or a world where humans merge with machines, and it's because they're letting the public know the decision's already been made. Dr. James Dobson, who founded the highly influential group Focus on the Family, said that basically if the Supreme Court rules, as analysts say they're set to, to end, you know, marriage being something between a man and a woman, that Katie barred the door. I don't recall a time when the institutions of marriage and family have been in such peril, or when the forces arrayed against them were more formidable and determined. Yeah, they're banning homeschooling all over the country, saying you got to have a teaching certificate to do it. I mean, they're coming. Forced inoculations, I mean, it's here. He writes in a letter distributed to his hundreds of thousands of supporters, barring a miracle, the family that has existed since antiquity will likely crumble. It already has. I mean, even if you got kids, most parents let their children be raised by their iPads. Presaging the fall of Western civilization. This is a time for concerted prayer, divine wisdom, and greater courage than we've ever been called on to exercise. Then it goes on. Now let's go over some of these Islamic State headlines. Silence from Obama on Islamic terror attack in Texas. One police officer was wounded in the attack. Two attackers were shot dead by police. Sharia is Light was the name of his Twitter account. Hashtag Texas attack. The bro with me and myself have given Bayaha to the, I can't speak Arabic, may Allah accept us, Mujahideen. Make duh. And ISIS is now taking responsibility. Guns the difference between Garland and Paris. That's just some of the headlines. We don't shoot people for bigoted views, CNN. And that's the side of CNN saying they have free speech. The rest are saying they don't have free speech. Simply disgusting. But you know, there's more than one way to censor. And I talked some about this yesterday. Paul Watson is going to write an article about it tomorrow, detailing it and giving some of the history. In fact, I think I'm going to write it with him because I'm going to do a major push talking about other forms of censorship already taking place against the internet, against talk radio, and against libertarian Renaissance-style thinkers that aren't on the establishment Republican-Democrat plantation. There was an article last October, and that's when this first happened, in WorldNet Daily by Leo Homan. And it was a detailed story. They did a lot of research. They called us. They called others. They did their homework. Disturbing mystery affecting your favorite news sites. And, of course, it's not a mystery at all. The algorithm was artificially manipulated to where CNN, MSNBC, Media Matters, everybody else went up 60 to 80% in ratings. And every Patriot site, Drudge Report, Breitbart, InfoWars, The Blaze, The Daily Caller, and others went straight down 60 to 80%. But NPR, Daily Cost, Democracy Now!, Media Matters, Think Progress all rose. On the same day, in early October. Now, we have Google Analytics and other systems that show us the real time. And in the past, Alexa was dead on with Google using their own system of sampling. I was like number 300 to 400 in the U.S. back in October of last year. Now we're 1,000-something. Now, you have to understand, in reality, if we look at the old metric with Google Analytics, we're like 200 now. We've risen. So you see them artificially lower us, Drudge, and others. But then you notice we're going up and Drudge is going up. We went down off a cliff, but we're still going up once we hit the cliff because they just set the thing down. They just dialed it back fraudulently. But because our numbers are actually going up, it looks like we're going back up again. So even cooking the books, even putting sugar in our gas tank at the NASCAR race, we're still winning. And see, this is meant to target our advertisers as if our advertisers go off ratings. They go off their own dashboards, their own computer metrics. That's why the age of the outside rating party is over, because people actually run one of five or six different on-site server systems that give it to you all in 3D if you want it. down to are they men, are they women, where are they from, what are their IP addresses, what do they click on. I mean, we don't need Alexa, but I'm going to get Paul Watson with my IT department today to give our own internal metric computer systems to get some screenshots of our growth curve from audio streams to video streams to page views. And then we're going to give screenshots of Google Analytics that we have access to that shows us growing at about a good 30% rate a year in web traffic. Video streaming traffic's tripled just in the last month. So our biggest growth rates aren't even on the sites, but we're exploding, they're imploding. And, of course, in Nielsen and other ratings, MSNBC and CNN and the rest are plunging. And even though they cooked the books and lowered us by 70-80%, it varies, 60-80%, we're exploding so fast that we're still way above them, thousands of rankings higher. So even though they're gaming it, we're still crushing them. But it shows the concerted fraud, in my view, and it's just not my opinion. I know our numbers are going up. I know their numbers are going down. They were going straight down. But if you go to MSNBC now on Alexa, they're going up. But they were going down until October 1st. If you expand it to multi-years, they're just plunging. They were kind of flat in the last few months before October last year. They shoot up. Now you put Infowars.com in there, and they have inverted the numbers. We were like number 300 in the U.S. Now we're 1,085. They're 500. So, see, they can't actually beat us, and it's embarrassing to them. And we've done articles on this. So they just get a hold of Amazon that owns Alexa. And all Alexa's doing is ensuring that they won't be used as a source. But WorldNet Daily did this back in late October. Now we're 6 months later, 7 months later. And I'm not going to put up with it. Because this is censorship. Just like they want to shut down free speech and not let you have Prophet Muhammad cartoons or whatever. Just like they want to say you can't have brown paper bags in Seattle government because it's code for racism, or just like if you don't like Obamacare, you're a racist, on and on and on. This is the totalitarianism of these people, and it's a big deal for them on October 1st to spike every socialist, anti-American, gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting system. But it still doesn't matter. MSNBC and CNN are going bankrupt on record. If they weren't taxpayer-funded through bailout money, through stimulus money, they wouldn't even be there. And so it's Ghost trying to convince the living that they still matter. So I tell you what, Alexa, say that there are zero viewers of Infowars.com and zero affiliates and just that we don't exist. In fact, why don't you just announce that I'm dead? Of course, it's not true. But this is the totalitarianism that we're facing, and I want a big article on it. I want the graphs. I want it all. We have 1 billion views on YouTube. 1 billion. One channel, 500 million. That's just a small part of what we do here. How do you think I have 50 employees and a multi-million-dollar studio? How do you think there's no listeners? In hundreds of news articles today attacking me, there have been hundreds a day for a month plus, they call me internet host, even though we have well over 160 affiliates. I'm an internet host. And there is a major effort to buy off stations, to harass stations, to have them dump the show going on everywhere. Because the system's scared of us. And you know what? I ought to be glad that they at least are trying this instead of just killing me outright. They're just trying to kill the signal and stop it. You, the listeners, have to understand, all Hades is breaking loose. They are desperately afraid of this broadcast. because Michael Savage is coming on, and Colonel Schaefer is coming on today, and you can call in, and Ron Paul was on last week, and Governor of Texas put out a tweet agreeing with us about Jade Helm, and Senator Cruz came out and said it is a concern because he can't trust the federal government. There's an awakening happening. They're scared of the Tea Party. And Time Magazine called me 5 years ago the prophet of the Tea Party. And it's true. That's basically the function. I'm the guy in the wilderness that everyone's scared of, and no one dares say my name, and Fox News says the one we will not name. Well, because it freaks you out, Fox News. You've got about 15 million viewers a day, and we've got about 4 or 5 million one way or another. And that freaks you out. Because we're your biggest competition next to, I mean, you've defeated CNN, MSNBC, they don't even exist. But here's the thing, Fox, I'm not in competition with you. You want to play the part of the fake conservative group. I just want to have a country and a future. I really want to keep the Second Amendment. I really take it personal being overrun by a bunch of social engineers. I take it personal having Obama act as a dictator. I take it personal they want to ban homeschooling. I take it personal they're trying to force inoculate. I can't sell out. It's not who I am. I don't want to be enemies with anybody. I just want to be free, and I have a right to be free and not be a slave. I have an inalienable right from my creator, not the state. I am a free being. And other free beings, every race, color, and creed resonate with that. And I don't care if it's radical Islam or the Southern Poverty Law Center. They're all tyrants together. That's why they work together to shut down their enemy, Christians, conservatives.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the tea products developed by Dr. Groove for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We'll be right back.
Michael Savage is coming up. Really look forward to that. We'll get his take on the situation in Garland and more. Remember, we sent Joe Biggs and Josh Owens down to the border. We're a very respected group. I can't think of when they put out this info. Judicial Watch said that they confirmed there was ISIS training camp over there. And then the FBI came to the airport and wanted to meet with our people and said they thought it was very credible. And again, it was low-level FBI tried to stop the hijacker decoys in three different states. Actually, four different states and four different major cities before 9/11 and were ordered to stand down. The low level's not the enemy, folks. It's the globalists that infest the government. But in hundreds of articles a day, hundreds, NPR, Texas governor deploys state guard to stave off Obama takeover. All he did was say, I'm going to monitor the federal troops and make sure they follow everybody's civil rights and make sure everything goes well. I understand Texans are concerned, but, you know, we support the military and we sure everything's fine, but we'll make sure. That's what state's supposed to do is monitor the feds and they monitor us. And then they misrepresent that Governor Abbott said that Obama was trying to take over. It's the same thing, preying on their audience who are totalitarians and are so dumb they don't know it. And reading from this, did I mention the ISIS terrorist? They've come across the border, and they're going to hit soft targets all across the Southwest. They've set up a camp a few miles outside El Paso. That includes a Mexican Army officer and Mexican Federal Police Inspector. Not sure what they're doing there, but probably nothing good. That's why Special Forces guys are here. Get it? To wipe out ISIS and impose martial law. So you know, what'd you say? Get back to the party or grab another beer? This is a transcript from NPR making fun of us. This was put out May 2nd, one day before the attack in Dallas. And ISIS is recruiting Americans, Brits, and others. And ISIS is taking responsibility. I mean, is a cop shot in the leg enough of a terror attack for you? There have been a whole bunch of dead people if the police hadn't been staked out, figuring there might be an attack, doing their job. The FBI, NPR, says ISIS is in all 50 states. That was in the Associated Press a couple months ago. Now, I don't know if they're going to be provocateurs, wind-up toys, or we're going to let them attack us, but I know our borders are wide open, and they let ISIS fly over the world. The FBI tried to stop both these guys from flying to North Africa. Both the dead shooters. One of them had gone to court over caught lying about going to North Africa, but the judge ordered them released. Okay? The point is that NPR and everybody thinks they control reality. You don't control reality. Coming up, I'm going to get into huge news on the economy. I thought the economy was perfect. That's what the media said. America's capsizing economy. Can it right the ship? CNN money. Capsizing economy? That sounds pretty bad. U.S. factory orders dropped by fifth consecutive month. Zero hedge. We're going to talk about what's really going on with the economy. I thought NAFTA and GATT and all this was going to, and QE Unlimited was going to be wonderful. Before we end this hour, a lot of the specials ended on the 50% off the Silver Bullet and the Alex Challenge Pack. We still have a lot of new discounts up on the site. And one of those that we just started last Friday that will extend throughout the week is 50. Well, you got free shipping. There's some other products 50% off. But you can get 20% off right now on the water filtration systems with promo code WATER20 at InfoWarsStore.com. That's a huge special.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.